Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's my pleasure to welcome you to the Clark Howard Show, our mission to serve and empower you so you make better financial decisions in your life. In today's episode, borrowing is back, and I am not happy about it. Also, have you seen those ads for unbelievable CD rates? I'm going to tell you what the game is. So, I despise debt. It's a core thing with me. And at times, not entirely rational. I get very upset about the federal budget deficits. Nobody else seems to care. I hate us spending money we don't have, where we bring in X number of tax dollars and then we spend X plus who knows how many trillions in a single year. The lack of discipline. And people say, oh, it's no problem. We can borrow money for the federal government at such low interest rates. It doesn't matter that we're going to owe all this money. And that kind of thing ties me up in knots. But what the federal government is doing, what the Congress and the president are doing, and have been doing for years and years, by the way, is only a reflection, a mirror of the attitudes we have as individuals in our own families. It's not like that's happening in isolation. And so I'm horrified to tell you that there are new reports from the financial industry that people are borrowing money like maniacs again. Credit card debt that had fallen so much during the pandemic is roaring back. And the amount of money people owe on vehicles is at all-time record highs. And people are taking out these crazy, crazy, unbelievable long-term vehicle loans. 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, even 8 year loans on vehicles. I mean, I don't know what to say because this is really, really reckless and dangerous. And I apologize if I just offended you. If you are someone who's taken on a long-term auto loan, you're taking on a lot of credit card debt, and I said it was reckless and dangerous. And I apologize if that's offensive to you, but that's how I feel about it. I don't mind if someone borrows money in a way that you can really handle it. You know, you may have heard my rule about auto loans. If you take out an auto loan, the longest term you should ever take out is 42 months. I don't know who in America follows my advice on that. Because the reality is you go longer than 42 months, you're creating a lot of financial hazard in your life. The way vehicles will end up being not worth as much, which knows upside down, is what you owe on them as soon as you go past a 42-month loan. And the credit card debt, nobody ever got rich paying Visa or MasterCard 18% interest. And so I was pretty excited last year that, as I said at the time, a good thing in a terrible time, you know, the heart of the pandemic, was that people had overwhelmingly used that time to reduce their amount of personal debt, credit card debt, and other debts. They'd really raise their financial health. But the banks are desperate to get you to take out loans. Yesterday, I opened the mail. I had 5 solicitations in a single day's opening of the mail for new credit cards, 5 of them. Now, there was a time that the credit card companies, because they were really worried we were all going to default during the pandemic, that they weren't sending out really any solicitations at all. But they're roaring back because they want you and me to be in debt. So know the game. We have to be willing to avoid the temptation just because they say we can borrow this, that, and the other and borrow ourselves into oblivion doesn't mean we have to. Be aware those solicitations coming in are not from your friends. They're not necessarily your enemies. They're just banks trying to make money. The one thing that is valuable with the solicitations going on right now is you may be able to rotate into a much better credit card than what you have. You may be able, if you're a net payer, you pay your balances in full. You may be able to get a much better reward bonus signing up for a card right now in points or miles or dollars or whatever. You may be able to get a better reward card. I mentioned the other day on the podcast that the number of issuers now offering 2% cash back credit cards is by far the largest number we've ever seen. And generally, the 2% cash back cards carry no annual fee. So the one value of what's going on right now is to improve the quality of the credit cards you have. But getting more just so you can spend yourself heavier into debt, that scares me so much.
All right, Clark. Carol in Michigan says, we want to sell our home in a few years. The tip you gave to improve landscaping and street appeal was very helpful. We need help deciding whether to replace our carpeting. It is 18 years old and is showing its age. I would like to replace it, but my husband doesn't agree as the new carpeting would have furniture dents, etc. by the time we would sell. What do you recommend?
So, Carol, of course you're right. the carpet is cheap to replace and it makes an important impression. But as to whether or not you should in your neighborhood, with the general age of houses in your neighborhood, you should replace the carpet, or is there something else you should do, or is it not necessary to do those things in your area? You're only going to know that by having agents that sell heavily right in your immediate area come in and evaluate your home, and they're happy to do this because it's how they introduce themselves to you, and they hope someday when you sell your home that you'll use them as the agent to sell it. I'd like for you to get three agents in to get an assessment of what things you would need to do to get your home into shape to sell it. Now, you did say something very key, though. You said you're not selling your home in the next year, now or in the next year. You're planning on selling in a few years. And since your goal is to sell in a few years, doing this right now may not be the best idea, because then the new carpet you might put in will already have some wear and tear on it. The different answer, though, is if, Carol, your real reason you want the new carpet is because you cringe when you see that worn-out carpet and you look at it as a twofer that you'd like in the years you remain living in the house, you'd like it to be a more pleasant place to live, and you have that second spinoff that it helps how the house is going to show. So I can't get into your head to know if that is a motivation of you. But if it really is just about selling the house, wait the few years till you're about ready to sell. Get the agents in, find out what things are going to help your house sell the most, and likely replacing that carpet would be one of those things.
Nick in Virginia says, you always advise to keep track of your mortgage payments, especially when the mortgage is sold. What is the best way to keep track of my payments? Should I just keep every single monthly statement over 15 or 30 years?
Oh, Nick, you're so my kind of guy. All right. So you print out an amortization schedule, your own. You can go on Google or whatever search engine you use and say mortgage amortization schedule. And all these free ones will pop up. You put in the date your mortgage originated, your interest rate, the loan term, the amount of the loan, and you'll be able to print it out, and you'll be able to see month by month over the years what your current balance is supposed to be. As far as the statements that come, what I would do is if you print out that amortization schedule, when your monthly statement comes in from the mortgage lender, just reference the balance showing on it versus what it shows on the AM schedule you printed out. And if it completely matches up, you're good. You can throw that away. You don't need it. The value of it is that you'll know right away by doing that check once a month whether the lender is properly crediting your mortgage and the balance is reducing as it should.
John in Georgia says, I'm a huge Cleveland Browns fan. The only reason I have DirecTV is so I can watch my Browns. I've researched it and I can't find a cheaper way to watch them. I want to cut the cord. I'm paying over $300 a month for DirecTV with internet. Do you know of any other way I can watch my Browns so I can get rid of DirecTV?
Wow. Okay, so John, you can stream DirecTV doing the right things. I'm not getting into the ethical, I'm getting into the practical. So if you cannot get a clear sight of the sky, then you can buy NFL Sunday Ticket as a stream. You obviously have a clear shot of the sky because you already have DirecTV. But do you know that you're in a position where any family member can actually who lives in an apartment or lives in a place where they don't have a clear shot of the sky, they can subscribe to the digital version, the streaming version of NFL Sunday Ticket for you, and you just are the one who watches it on Sunday. And I will tell you, I don't even know what percent of people who stream Sunday Ticket do something like that in order to be able to do so. And the NFL Sunday Ticket product is, I think, changing next year, recognizing that the marketplace has changed, but it doesn't help you for this season, and that's why that's the workaround for this year. And if you have a college kid, they get NFL Sunday Ticket. I think it's 50% off or 75% off. And you're paying all that cost of them to go to college. They can get the student version of NFL Sunday Ticket, and you just happen to watch it in their place. So is that unethical? I guess if you think that I am helping somebody be dishonest, please go to clark.com/clarkstinks.
And we do have a guide on clark.com specifically for how to watch football.
Because football is my life.
Yes.
So we have it broken down. A lot of what we have, a lot of people are really into regional college football, and it becomes really frustrating if you move somewhere else in the country. We've got a lot of information about how to do that, plus information on watching the NFL by stream in our streaming guide to football. And I can't wait. First fake games coming up soon.
You mean the preseason?
Preseason. And then we've got a 17-game regular season of the NFL, the first one ever. I am just so excited. Coming up next, there are these supposedly exciting rates being advertised for CDs around the United States, and they seem too good to be true. What's the real scoop?
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
I have a special, extra special warning for you that comes in two flavors. One, there are people seeing ads online and in those old-fashioned things called newspapers that are talking about great rates on certificates or CDs or notes. Now, I need to explain something to you. Category one are offers of higher interest rates that are what are known as promissory notes. They are not FDIC insured. It would be like, Krista, will you give me $10,000 and I'll pay you 5% on it?
Totally.
That's a promissory note where an organization, usually a company, will say, yeah, we're going to pay you. You essentially lend us money. We're going to pay you this. What stands behind it? Nothing. Just my promise that, Krista, you're going to give me that money. I'm going to pay you the interest and pay you back your money someday.
Well, I know you're good for it.
But what if I didn't? What if I welched on it? You're out your money and there's no FDIC insurance.
Yep.
I want you to be really aware that a lot of people starve for a return on their money or getting taken in these promissory notes, particularly older Americans who are trying to get their savings to stretch. Have been very vulnerable to these. Then the second pitch out there that is geared to people principally 40 and over is where you'll see an ad online or in a physical newspaper saying 6-month CD, 1-year CD, 2.5%, 3%, whatever. In an era where you're lucky if you squeeze out 0.5% or so from a CD of that term length. And yes, these are FDIC insured. And so you're like, wow, what could go wrong? Okay, so here's the real story. So these CDs are being done in a deal with annuity salespeople and a lot of times small banks. And so the annuity salesperson is paying the bank the money to pay you the 2.5% or 3% interest for 6 months or a year. Why? Because the annuity salesperson now knows who you are. They know how much money you have. And they just buy their time because 6 months or a year later, it's going to be time to renew that CD and it's going to go from 2.5% or 3% down to 0.25% or 0.5% or something like that. That's when the annuity salesperson pounces. Because they know you got, hey, they put $200,000 in this CD. I know, because I had to pay the interest for them that they got. But now I got this qualified lead, and I'm going to sink my teeth into them, and I'm going to rip them off to the end of the earth, selling them a piece of garbage, high commission, high fee, awful, terrible, rotten, ugh. Gross annuity that I'm going to sell them and I'm going to make a fortune off of them and they're going to be chopped liver. So know that when you see those offers for those higher CD rates, you've got about a 99% chance that this is the equivalent of going to stay at a timeshare for free or nearly cheap. So that you have to go hear the multi-hour high-pressure presentation. That's the equivalent of this. And the problem is that you buy that garbage annuity, you're stuck with those gigantic fees, lousy returns, and you're a prisoner to the insurance company for up to 15 years with massive surrender charges if you realize, oops, I didn't know what I was getting into, and you can't get out without paying a huge amount for doing so. So please be aware, be careful out there.
All right, this is from Daniel in South Carolina. I got an interesting letter in the mail from USAA. We purchased an extended vehicle protection plan through them back in August of 2018. We have not had a need to use the plan at all. For all I know, all is well. The letter we got today was a refund of $289, representing a partial refund of the extended protection fees we paid. They cited the check as a refund because the review of the extended vehicle protection product offerings indicated the products may not have consistently met member expectations. They say that nothing changes in my coverage and it's still active and no action is required on my part. What am I missing here? Is it normal for USAA or other companies to preemptively refund part of your money for service you don't even know works well or not? Or does it just say how great USAA is?
Okay, Daniel, I am dying of curiosity. I have no idea what is behind the curtain here. I wonder if USAA was marketing this for a third-party company that has not been living up to expectations. If you are a USAA member and you also bought one of these vehicle protection plans a few years ago from USAA, if you could demystify this for us and let me know what's up here. But USAA giving the partial refund because it's not been performing as they expected makes me feel that it likely is a deal that USAA did with a third party to market these, and it's blown up on USAA's reputation. Just a guess.
And speaking of insurance, from Joyce in Connecticut, my home, auto, and umbrella insurance is up for renewal. What carriers do you recommend?
So, Joyce, if we go with what Consumer Reports has found consistently are the best insurers in the country, they are the prior mentioned USAA, which is only available to people who have a connection to the military, and Amica Mutual, AMICA Mutual. I mean, you know, those are, when you look at it over the years, those are the two best insurers in the United States consistently, year after year after year, in how they treat their members. Both of them are kind of like credit unions for insurance. And so that makes them different than traditional stockholder-driven insurers for homeowner, auto, umbrella. And so when you ask me who I recommend, this is hard because insurance is an industry that you hope you don't have a claim against your auto. You hope you don't have a homeowner's insurance claim. You hope you don't have a need for your liability coverage under your umbrella to come into play. And most years, it's not gonna. But if it does come into play, you want to know that you're with an insurer that's really there for you. So are Amica and USAA going to be the cheapest? No. But they are historically, based on great feedback, the best. And otherwise, you're really looking based on premiums. I think it's a good idea to, if you're a member of your library, you can get access to Consumer Reports' most recent ratings on insurers. A compromise would be to look at some of the other insurers that get good ratings, avoid the ones that get crummy ratings, maybe not the best like those two I talked about, and get premium quotes from the companies that rate is generally pretty good on how they treat their members or customers, and get quotes from them and then go from there. But if you have no military background, I think it's a good idea to at least get a quote from Amica as well as some of the other well-rated but not necessarily highest-rated insurers.
From Joe in California, I've been hearing the stock market is likely overvalued for a couple of years now. Meanwhile, as a 30-year-old investing for retirement, I keep shoveling money into a stock-heavy portfolio at minimal cost and widely diversified. Is this a bad idea?
Not at all, Joe. You know, if the market is overvalued today, and there are a lot of reasons to believe it is overvalued, it means at some point we'll have a correction, maybe even a bear market. At your age and with the timeline you've got, you're best to keep going like you are diversified. You're diversified over time and what you're investing in. And so if the market does go through a correction or bear market, it means every month as you're buying, you are buying shares at a cheaper price than you were before. And over time, you will have that come to your benefit down the road, because you will have, during a down cycle in the market, you will have bought at lower prices, creating more wealth for you eventually. Dollar cost averaging. Keep doing exactly what you're doing, and don't worry about the fact that the market today is inflated, because over the decades in front of you, that will be an irrelevant event. And I want to thank you so much for joining us. Please visit clark.com and clarkdeals.com for more money-saving advice you can trust.